Today you're going to find out a little bit more about what we've been working on to try and free the weed in this country. And I'd like you all to put your hands together to welcome Alan Buffery. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. First, I'd like to say I'm not a politician, and although we're formed a political party, nobody in the party, I would say, is a politician. So if anybody thinks it's just a bunch of politicians jumping on the bandwagon, it's not. It's a bunch of guys and a bunch of women who got together and decided that the way to get cannabis legalised was to twist the arms of the politicians so bloody tight that they have to start listening and they have to start making changes. I'd like to thank everybody that organised this event today, but I also like to thank the 20 or so candidates that stood in the general election. These guys were frontline guys out there at the front of the war on cannabis, fighting for our rights. Many of them came from different angles. Some of them were more concerned about the medical supply. They see it as a priority. Other people are well aware of the ecological uses of hemp. Also, the economical benefits of legalising cannabis. But we unite under one banner, the Legalised Cannabis Alliance, and we take this argument to the people who don't want us to take it to them, the politicians. We stood, or rather they stood, because I didn't stand this time, they stood in this election, no weapons at all, except common sense and logic. No shields at all, except the cannabis leaf that we stand for. During the time of the election campaign, we managed to distribute 750,000 leaflets through letterboxes. The post office do that for us, free of charge if you're a political party. Also, there was the first ever party election broadcast on behalf of the Legalised Cannabis Party on the TV in Wales. It appeared about 3 or 4 times on one evening. It took a great deal of effort to do this with practically no money and practically no experience. But somewhere in the region of 3 million people heard the message. And everywhere we stood, the response from the people on the doorstep in the streets was favourable. They all said, we've got it right. They all said, it's time for change. The number of people who objected was less than 1%. The same as in this square today. I don't know if there's anybody in this square today who objects to the legalisation of cannabis. People might want to legalise it in different ways, but basically we're all united here today, and we need to continue to be united and stop arguing about little side issues that aren't important. My angle, why do I want cannabis legal? It's very, very simple. If a person isn't doing any harm to anyone or their property, if a person isn't threatening to do any harm to anyone or their property, then how can the law justify kicking their doors down and carting them off to prison or carting them off to court to pay fines, and if you don't pay the fine, you go to prison? You could lose your job. You could be banned from certain employment. You could be banned from certain countries, particularly the US, which incidentally doesn't bother me at all. I'm banned from the US for life. And I'm glad, because I don't want to go to that country, the home of prohibition, the home of war, war on people, war on the people of Iraq, war on the people of Afghanistan. Where's the next war? War on the people who take drugs. The law is not meant to be controlling people's choices. The law is meant to be protecting people's choices. There should be somewhere where if you choose to take cannabis, and I'm not telling anybody they should, but if anybody's got a smoke, please come and share it with me. I'd love to. But if you do decide to smoke, the best place to smoke it is in safety. Nowadays, we've got 9- and 10-year-old kids smoking it. Who's going to stop them? The policemen, the schools, the parents, the doctors? Nobody can stop them. It's out of control. The reason why it's out of control is because the whole bloody thing is polluted by prohibition. Unite. Pull together. Let's get this thing sorted, right? We've got a political party. We've got petitions. We've had rallies. We've had lobbying parliaments. We've had Smokey Bears picnics. We've had people standing up on stage smoking bongs and chillums. I stood here 2 years ago and I saw a crowd of people much the same as today. What's happened in 2 years? Well, I'll tell you what's happened in 2 years. People have been sent to prison. People have died. Medical users, people in wheelchairs have been taken to court, dragged through the courts, accused as if they're some kind of big evil gang. Accused of doing what? Accused of growing a plant. Accused of picking a plant. Accused of sharing a plant. Accused of using the plant. There's something terribly wrong in this society. If we had PR, maybe things would be different. But the way that this country's run, first past the post, whether we get a Labour government, whether we get a Tory government, I call them the Laborious Party and the Conservatory Party. None of those people are going to make the change unless we force them to change. And one way to force them to change is election time. We need people to come forward, to stand up there in the front line and take the bullets. When you take the bullets, you find out they're not real bullets anyway. There's no argument against legalisation. I'd like to be able to say the Legalised Cannabis Alliance will form a government one day. Oh, yeah, can you imagine that? A bunch of stoners running the country. Well, I tell you what, the people running the country now are a bunch of alcoholics. There's 36 bars in the House of Parliament. 36 bars. Do you know the amount of money that they spend in Downing Street every year entertaining foreign visitors with alcohol? It runs to something like £8 million. And they've got the audacity to say that we can't have a spliff when we want one. No victim, no crime. It's very simple. No victim, no crime. No victim, no crime. Thank you very much.